smoked pot, then walked back to jail. The inmates waited for the jail staff to leave the area near their room. Then they entered a booking room, stole a key, and fled. Sheriff says they returned to the county jail on foot sometime after midnight. And, yes, they will face additional charges. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. Today is October 15th, Sunday, 2 days after Friday the 13th.
Beware the Ides of October.
Beware the Ides of October. I thought that was March. Maybe.
I think we could apply it to any month.
Any month we want, because we're in charge. This is how we roll. This is who we are. This is what we do. And that's, I'm just saying. So, my name is Mark Kent, and I am your host, Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the conspiracy point of view. Except we have a lot of facts and backup stuff and things that really don't matter. You know, little things like evidence and, you know, real journalism and not fake news. And
well, there's no such thing as conspiracy, right?
Yeah, because there's never been a conspiracy, has there ever?
Well, the root word to conspire. Hell, a basketball team conspires to put a basketball in a rim. That's a conspiracy.
What is the definition of conspiracy, actually? Let's look that up. Conspiracy. Let's see. Define conspiracy at the dictionary. Let's see. An evil, unlawful, treacherous, surreptitious plan formulated in secret by two or more people. A plot. That sounds like our government.
Oh, my wife and I conspire against our kids every day then.
A combination of persons for a secret and lawful purpose. I don't know, telling the American people that a video started Benghazi. Oh, that was just... come on. Yeah, or Fast and Furious selling guns to Mexican... criminals?
No. Guns that popped up in terrorists' hands in places like Paris during the shooting and things like that?
Oh, I don't know. Things like, attacking Gaddafi from the State Department and laughing about it on tape and saying that, we went in and killed him so that they wouldn't start their own African-backed currency with gold.
Mm-hmm.
All proven fact.
Yeah.
But, that's a conspiracy. Oh, you conspiracy. You're a dope.
Yeah.
Yeah, because conspiracies don't exist in real life.
Mm-hmm.
Or wait a minute. Hold on. Maybe that's not
people
true.
People conspire all the time.
Yeah, but there's no conspiracy. There's no collusion between the media and the Democratic Party, is there?
I'm not even sure I like that definition. Why does it have to be evil to be a conspiracy? Can you not conspire to do good?
Well, it can be any one of those. Evil, unlawful, treacherous, surreptitious, plan to formulate in secret. So it could be a conspiracy of good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody's birthday party could be a conspiracy.
It could be. Yeah. It could be just like conspiring to make sure that Bernie Sanders doesn't get elected by
rigging the election in California. No such thing.
There's no conspiracy in California to have illegal people vote by letting them register with driver's licenses, and more people vote than are registered, like 1.2 million according to the Election Integrity Project.
And that's just the tip of the iceberg.
In every state, there's a problem.
Yeah.
There's no conspiracy. Ever. I mean, no. I mean, the lone gunman, Lee Harvey Oswald.
Mm-hmm. It was all the moon landing.
The moon landing.
Yes.
Well, what about the moon landing?
You are fake news.
What do you got to do? Get your nose rubbed in it before you go, oh, wow, there's something wrong here. Let's see. There's no There was no communist conspiracy ever to take over other countries. Like, I don't know, Russia, China, Cuba, Venezuela. I don't know. It's all a big accident. It's like an explosion in the print room, and we've got a dictionary now. That's not a conspiracy.
Yeah, there's never been one, right?
No. But CNN told me that life is beautiful, and Trump's, you know, I got to watch myself here because I can see Bob hovering over the button.
Bob's on the button already.
That SOB, he's a sexist, racist, homophobic, Islamicist, tirated jerk.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
Thanks, Bob.
Everyone in this room is now dumber.
I'm not sure how you want to take that. You know, you can take that either way.
Depends on which way it is.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm not sure what.
And the definition?
I was referring to you being in character there as a typical CNN viewer.
Good save, Bob.
When's the last time CNN told the truth about something?
Let me think. I don't know. It hurts.
Did
it
anybody?
Oh my God, it hurts.
What? Did any after the Vegas shooting? Did anybody see CNN's graphic on demonstrating how a bump stock works? And they show a graphic of an AR-15 that doesn't even have a bump stock in it, with a full military ACOG scope and a grenade launcher.
See, I thought a bump stock was where you had a piece of wood with a knot on it.
I thought it was something different too, but apparently not.
But I think that was a lump.
Not according to them.
See, yeah. I think that was a lump stock. Kind of like gangs in New York, you know?
And never mind the fact that a 223 bump stock sounds nothing like a 7.62 with a 60 drum mag.
And it's different than hand me the shillelagh.
Bump stock.
I'm going to bump your stock. I'm going to put some bumps on your stock now. Or was it lumps on your head? I don't know. Either way, it works. So, wow. You know, there's so much news without any kind of, controversial stuff like, oh gosh, this whole thing is just completely straightforward in Vegas. There's no conflicting reports. We're getting every bit of information and the truth that we need out of the media. And
they won't even believe it when they can see it with their own eyes. Nope. There was a single shooter.
And people are
disappearing.
I got my, put your fingers in the ears and la, 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 la.
Yeah.
Disappearing and turning up dead.
That's your typical CNN viewer.
Yeah.
When confronted with the truth.
Never mind the fact the audio evidence, the video evidence, the overwhelming number of veterans who have been under fire that were there, that was said multiple shooters, no, that was not an AR-15.
Oh, pish-posh, pish-posh, pish-posh.
They would know. Come on, Robert. They don't know
I'm looking at an article right now. The security guard who was shot after the LV killer is not a security guard at all. They find out he doesn't even have a security guard's license. The timeline keeps changing. Nobody knows what the hell's going on.
Yeah.
And, of course, there couldn't be a conspiracy here because that might make me feel uncomfortable.
Well, who's conducting this investigation? Mr. Magoo?
Yeah, I think so. Roadhog!
You know, I had somebody tell me a long, long time ago, never trust Mr. Magoo. And I never really understood that for a long, long time. And the more that you watch Mr. Magoo and some of the things that go on, you get it. That little old man ain't blind, and he ain't dumb, and he don't just wander through all them situations on accident. Just nobody pays attention to him.
Well,
he knows exactly what the hell he's up to.
Sometimes he hosts radio on Monday through Friday in the mornings.
There you go, Mr. Magoo.
The Mr. Magoo Show.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Just saying.
Well, with that, we have a caller on the line. Good morning, Mary in Redding. How are you?
Hey. Good morning. I love Mr. Magoo. Hey,
don't trust him.
You know, you brought up the gun issue and the conspiracy theory and all that other stuff. Here's one. Whatever happened to looters will be shot.
Oh, yeah.
Don't tell me you cite them and send them home.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, the guys were breaking into a safe, and they were going house to house looking for the safes.
Wow.
Looters do get shot. They do. Goodbye, you guys.
Thank you.
Have a great day, Mary. Thanks.
Yeah, how about the fact that the supposed gunman's home was broken into and pilfered while under investigation?
No.
Oops.
I didn't hear that one.
I wonder what they needed to get into his house and get out of there.
See, there's so many different things going on. I have no idea what the truth is.
Yeah.
But there's not, there is no way that there could be more than one guy involved. And, of course, all the conspiracy, I mean, half of them are probably screwed up that are coming out because we can trust our government now that and the news media to make sure that we have the truth every single time. Let me think.
Yeah, that's why the story keeps changing, right? Because it's true to start with and then,
And the fact that ISIS claimed, you know, well, they just did that because they want to make sure that we're afraid of everything. So, you know, anybody who does anything wrong, ISIS did it.
I don't know who did it. Like you said, we don't know.
We don't know anything, really. I mean, it's hard to tell what the truth is, but you can believe your own eyes when you see videos and there's muzzle flashes coming out of a lower
multiple
floor.
Multiple locations.
Yeah, and you can hear, different machine gun, bop, 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 bop. You know, I mean, those aren't the same guns.
Those aren't the same guns. They aren't the same. And they're being fired at the same time.
Well, my theory is that this guy was like Mr. Fantastic, where he could stretch out and he had a machine gun in each arm, and he was straddling those two windows so that he could get shots going.
And then he had his leg all the way down to like the
fourth floor.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, you know, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Because that makes that makes more sense than some of the other crap I've heard. Anyway, you're listening to Sovereign Mind Radio.
Morning.
Good morning. I am your host. It is October 15th, 2 days after Friday the 13th, and I'm here in the studio with my sister, Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning.
Good morning. And
Jesus.
And, wow. And Rob Martin, our trusted producer, soundboard operator, all-around great guy.
You can't trust him.
Yes, and he is a ninja. He is a ninja producer. He's like does katas over the keyboard to make sure that we don't use any foul language.
That's right.
He stays very busy over there. Believe me.
Never take your eyes off the keyboard. Just saying.
I really earn my money every Sunday morning.
It's true.
Especially with us, and we appreciate it, Bob. We really
It's
do.
True. And Red Smith.
Yeah.
Wow, that's it?
that's good.
All right, that was cricket.
That's what's called a pregnant pause.
Yeah. Enough said. If you don't know by now, well.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway,
okay.
We are streaming worldwide. You can go to the chat room at kcnr1460.com or call in at 530-605-4567. All of our shows are podcast and archived as well, and you can friend me on Facebook at Sovereign Minds. Reading Patriots meet every Monday night, 6 p.m., 3276 Bocelli. They will be having the sheriff. The sheriff, Tom Vasenko. Excuse me.
Yes, we will.
Over there. And I guess we'll be talking about sanctuary cities and sanctuary states and sanctuary counties and sanctuary, you know, monasteries. So, Makes you think of Quasimodo out in front of Notre Dame.
I can't believe we're even having the conversation about sanctuary.
Sanctuary! No.
Yeah.
Not
I mean, really?
No.
Well, that's, you know, it's so stupid. It's hard to even, you know, to justify it with sarcasm.
This wouldn't be a ploy to get more illegal voters into the state, would it?
It'd be a ploy for a lot of things.
Well, that's from now on, I'm just going to go and say, hey, that's not an illegal weapon. It's an undocumented firearm, and this is a sanctuary home.
That's right. And we must feel sorry for them.
Yeah.
I just wanted to clear one thing up. Wynn Carpenter made a misstatement, and I want to make sure that this gets corrected.
Uh-oh.
He said that they're passing laws to make us illegal criminals. And the real deal is, no! If it's not a constitutional law, and it doesn't follow the framework of what is constitutional, they're the criminals. Like, you know, making illegal agreements with foreign countries and, you know, signing, you know, laws into effect that take away our Second Amendment rights. I don't know, making it legal for, he signed a law, was it the other day, that you can now infect somebody with AIDS. And it's no longer a felony, even if you do it on purpose, because now it's a misdemeanor. Because we have to be understanding of your lifestyle.
No, we don't.
Not that I'm going to get infected,
I'm
telling you. you better be.
There's a simple cure for that.
You better be bringing a gun to a gunfight there, buddy, because if you've got a knife, you're in trouble.
I am sick and tired of being told that I have to tolerate everything. I do not. No. I don't have to put up with it.
No. No, and the fact is, and I have a quote here that's kind of interesting. The strength of the Constitution lies entirely in the determination of each citizen to defend it. Only if every single citizen feels duty-bound to do his share in this defense are the constitutional rights secure. Now, do you know who said that? I know, some bonehead named Albert Einstein.
Oh, he's a big dummy.
Yeah, he's kind of stupid. He's sort of like Ben Carson, you know. He's a brain surgeon, but he's not really smart.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
He didn't know much.
Yeah.
Well.
But all these other guys that, you know, have political ideals and thoughts, you know, are brilliant, like Ashley Judd and Eminem. These are paragons of virtue and intelligence.
Where's my hat? I need my hat!
Yeah.
You know, the pink one.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it looks good on me.
All right. You let me know how that works for you.
Probably not. So here's another quote. Outside of the Constitution, we have no legal authority more than private citizens. And within it, we have only so much as that instrument gives us. This broad principle limits all of our functions and applies to all subjects. You know that nut job Andrew Jackson, that mean guy president, he used to have to walk around the White House with pistols because they kept trying to kill him.
They did try to kill him.
Yeah, a couple times.
They tried to assassinate him a couple times.
Yeah, Now, here's another one that I found that I hadn't seen before from James Madison. History records that the money changers have used every form of abuse, intrigue, deceit, and violent means possible to maintain their control over governments by controlling money and its issuance.
Wow.
Did you know who said that? James Madison.
I was going to say, I thought that's what you said.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, way back then, they got it.
But there's
they
no,
get totally understood well, way back then,
no,
you
there's
know?
There's no conspiracy. Our founding fathers didn't know about any conspiracies of the bankers and how they tried to take over countries by, you know, fiat currency and mm-hmm. the banking and all that stuff. That wouldn't be a conspiracy of any kind of magnitude.
If you don't know your history of Europe and what went on during... You know, the period of the Templars and the Church and the invention of the banking system.
Oh, pish posh, pish posh.
Oh, okay. Learn about 30 years' war.
That's just history.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
who
way in the past. Yeah,
who needs history when you can change it anytime you want?
Well, that's everybody talks about the New World Order. Well, did anybody ever bother to ask who was the Old World Order? Because our ancestors fled the Old World Order.
Yeah. Because they knew about the you know, the tyranny in government.
the evil of, people. Yeah.
Bankers that were controlling the governments through
theocratic
the issues of currencies.
And monarchical societies. And, yeah.
You know, all those things that are just conspiracy theories. Even though direct quotes from the founding fathers acknowledge the fact that it existed. But that doesn't matter because Anderson Cooper is the all-seeing eye.
He can't even figure out the right sex to sleep with.
Maybe he's the all-seeing hairpiece.
Why are you going to listen to him?
Maybe Anderson Cooper. I got to stop there because that will get beeped. Excuse me. Excuse me. I think we need to go to a break here because I can see Bob over there going into a kata.
If you want to call in and talk about something or have a question, give us a call, 530-605-4567.
Ding! But Grasshopper, I must achieve nirvana by pushing the button to keep your mouth clean.
That
nirvana.
Won't help.
Are you going to tell us what station you're
we're oh, KCNR, 1460 yeah. Community Radio for the nurse's sake.
If we must take credit for that last segment.
Grew up green, being a cowboy and loving the cowboy ways, pursuing the life of my high-riding heroes. I burned up my childhood days. Learned all the rules of a modern day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the ladies that leave them with the words of a sad country song. My heroes have always been cowboys. Still are, it seems, sadly in search of, and one step in back of themselves and their slow moving dreams. Cowboys are special, with their own brand of misery, being alone. Die from the cold in the arms of a nightmare, knowing well that your best days are gone.
North Valley Stand Down is an effort to reach out to veterans who are suffering from the effects of poverty and who need help. A wide variety of free services and necessities will be offered to veterans in need. Transportation is available. Stand Down 2017 is at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Thursday, October the 26th through Saturday the 28th. It's all free with no strings attached and nothing to fear. For information on how to get help, call 605-8114.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
What shall we do about it? Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Mama Gemma, pull out your false teeth, Mama. I want to suck on your gums. That's Jay Giles there.
Okay.
Just in case you hadn't heard that before. Yeah, go to the live version. It's the Detroit Philly. Or the Philly Freeze. The Detroit Demolition. Anyway, go ahead, Red. You were just talking about... this concept of...
Oh, well, I wasn't really ready to discourse on it, but it's a concept that I just got introduced to, and it's un volato injure un consent. You cannot be injured or seek remedy for injury for activities that you consent in. And yeah. I think it's something that this country needs to remember. It goes down to personal responsibility and things like that. And
I guess if you're bullied into it or coerced into it or threatened into it, that's different.
That is different.
Can you say...
See Harvey Weinstein.
I know.
Yeah.
Can you say Harvey Weinstein and Bill Clinton? Wow, you know, there's just been a silence on, you know, gosh, but that Trump boy, he's an SOB.
Yeah.
Weinstein, hey, he's a great guy.
But it,
there's no sex.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
But the concept goes, goes deeper. And maybe to use like a good example, the football players that are kneeling. Okay, now they have chosen to kneel. And they could face potential repercussions from that. They could be fired from their job.
I was just going to say, if I was the owner, I can choose to fire you.
Yes, and under, you know, they can make the argument, oh, well, it's my First Amendment right. And,
sure.
And it is, on your own time.
Right.
But you have consented to be a football player. You have consented to live up to certain activities.
Well,
there's a contract.
That's right.
It's called they have a contract.
Quid pro quo. In other words, you know, there's an offer, there's an acceptance, and then there's valuable consideration.
Yeah.
Exactly.
They get paid well.
So then, but that's the concept of this un volato, un jar, un consent, is you have now volunteered to participate in this activity, so you are not eligible to seek recompense for whatever happens next. You know, it's the concept of you chose to do it, you have to deal with the consequences.
I can't blame everybody when something goes wrong.
No, and the society has forgotten that. Personal responsibility.
Yeah. You know,
because the common pervasive thought among most people is if football players were to get fired, people would start screaming, violation of their First Amendment rights. No, it's not. They consented to that activity, and they can deal with the consequences of their actions.
Yeah.
And this country needs to remember the concept. I don't know. I just started researching and working on it. And it just,
but that works across the board for everything in our life.
It should.
It should.
And it doesn't anymore.
No, it doesn't.
Because we enable everything. We make everything okay. We blur the line. There's no more right and wrong. It's just a difference of opinion, right?
Yeah.
No.
No. We use the Shaggy defense.
It went wrong.
It wasn't me.
It wasn't
no,
me.
No, not that Shaggy.
Ruh-roh, Raggy. Yeah, she caught me with the neighbor. It wasn't me. We were on the bathroom floor. Wasn't me.
It wasn't me. Yeah, you are right with that, you know. People can do whatever they want, and they don't think that they should have to pay for anything.
Ever.
No consequence.
Yeah.
It used to be Bush's fault. Now it's Trump.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I know. And
yeah, I think we skipped an administration there.
Oh, yeah. But
well, nothing was his fault.
That was just like a big blur for me. I mean, it's like, yeah, it was like the Teflon, you know, well, he wasn't really the dog.
It was this ridiculously racist concept of the man can do no harm or wrong because he's black. Let's be honest. That's what this whole country did for a large chunk of 8 years, which said, well, he's black, he can do no wrong, which is one of the most retarded, racist things that I could ever conceive of.
It's like, okay, they're giving guns to Mexico. He's black. Shut up, you racist. The $150 billion to Iran. He's a black man, you racist.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
It's this. Our train of thought in this country is broken right now. It's just been so watered down and liquefied with crap that we can't even see the truth for ourselves anymore.
Yeah, and in the meantime, you know, nuclear weapons are being lots of them are coming out. And so, with that...
Well, okay, here's another one. Okay, Bill Clinton made a deal with North Korea on nuclear trade and was told by 2020 you're going to give them the bomb with this deal. But now that they have the bomb, it's Trump's fault.
Yeah, because when we're all crispy critters, it'll be Trump the madman.
Yeah.
It's all his fault.
Except there might not be anybody left, you know. Well, you know, I don't know. Maybe they could strategically get a couple of stations like CNN in New York, and that way, you know, Anderson Cooper could be, you know, not televising.
Not going to go there. I want to, but I'm not going to.
Okay. Stay in your lane.
And with that, we do have a caller on the line. Good morning, Andrew and Bernie. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. I love the sense enhancers you guys bring on and no one else can hear. Also, I'd like to comment that I'm running around the mountains right now in an unincorporated area with a long gun looking for deer. Now, apparently that's against the law, according to Governor Brownshirt on Friday signed a law regarding open carry of long guns.
Andrew, ixnay on the long gay.
Yeah.
Okay, now the Big Lebowski, the duder says, like, it's just your opinion, man.
Because okay. I'm the dude.
Yeah. Right. It's no longer ruled.
Okay, so I want this court case to end. We need this thing to happen. I desire freedom. Also, with the criminal aspect we have around us, I'd like to instigate the 3S rule, and I want a backhoe.
I think that is, just to clarify for those people that are from down south, shoot, shovel, and shut your mouth.
That's right. But I want a backhoe. Like, actually, excavator, if we go to Sacramento, there's a lot of work.
Because
Sacramento might take a couple of D8 cats.
Oh, my God, bring it back to sulfur. Anyway. Keep up the fight. We're down here in the trenches, spread the word. You have no idea. I travel all over 3-4 counties. We're all over the place. Mm-hmm. The place stick with us, patriots, liberty-minded, and it's refreshing, and we can't wait.
Absolutely. No. Hey, thanks for calling in, Andrew. You're a true patriot.
Thank you. Take care.
All right.
Have a great day. Thanks.
With that said, I got to bring up, you got to get to the Patriot meeting Monday night, because Sheriff Tomasenko is going to be there, and we need you guys to get up off the couch and start getting involved. We need to pack that room out. You need to get there. You need to start standing up for what needs to be, you know, stood up for the Constitution, for your liberty, for your rights, for your freedom, for your kids, for your country.
You racist.
I know. I'm sorry. If you weren't so close, I'd pull my gun out. But
how do you like me now?
But it's a long gun.
Oh, man.
Full-sized. It's a full-sized gun.
Yeah. Well, that's like Andrew brought up Friday. Governor Brown signed a law making it a misdemeanor to open carry a quote-unquote long gun in unincorporated county parts of the county.
Oh, I want a shotgun. I don't want a shotgun.
No man wants a shotgun.
I don't want a shotgun.
It's
oh boy!
It's not the size of the gun, Mark. It's how you use it.
No, I totally disagree. The bigger the gun, the bigger the hole.
I'm keeping my mouth shut.
This was locker room talk.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I mean, I'm sorry. Yeah. It's
But yeah,
We're back.
Can you say Weinstein 5 times fast?
go ahead and give it a shot.
I'm not sure if I can without Bob hitting the button.
I bet you Ashley Judge can, or Judd.
Okay.
Harvey Weinstein.
Oh, Harvey. Harvey.
That's disgusting.
But
this was locker room talk.
Yeah, sorry. Couldn't help myself. Let's go to that clip with Ronald Reagan, and go ahead and cue that up, Bob, because I think this is important. This is a commercial that was ran back, Reagan was campaigning, and I think that this kind of got swept under the carpet a little bit because I haven't seen this one before, and it's a very interesting little commercial, and it kind of tells you maybe what the problem might be with an out of control, oversized government that has no anchor to reality when it comes to money. Go ahead, Bob. This is Ronald Reagan, I think.
Ronald Reagan believes government causes inflation, not business, not labor. In the 1960s, the federal government decided to stop tying the value of the dollar to gold. This permitted them to print as much money as they wanted to spend, and that's why we've had this crippling inflation. We'll never regain price stability until we restore some form of gold backing to the dollar. As president, my first priority will be to make the dollar the most trusted currency in the world.
Conspiracy! He's a witch!
Mm-hmm. Crazy.
He's a witch! Crazy. I'm not really a witch. I just like to play with frogs and stuff. Does anybody remember that one?
I don't remember it, but I've seen it before. But it gets buried. Yeah.
Isn't that funny how, we talk about sound money, or we talk about banking, talk about the Federal Reserve, And the former president can say it. Oh, except that they buried that clip way back in the day so that you don't see that and make the connection that that's the big problem right now is, oh, gee, we're only like $20 trillion in debt and unfunded liabilities. And, you know, and they're buying everybody and everything. And, you know, why aren't people getting prosecuted? Because the swamp is deep.
And foul.
And foul.
And there's some things in there that have got teeth, too.
Well, you know, why isn't Jeff Sessions, why isn't anybody in handcuffs?
Yeah, why is no one being prosecuted?
Why is no one being prosecuted? That's a really, you know, oh, he's playing possum. He's really going to spring the trap.
Yeah. Do we really have to go to Washington and start arresting these people ourselves?
Maybe. I'm thinking I like Andrew's idea about the backhoe. you know, I mean, with a little due process in between here and there, you know, I mean.
And when you can no longer trust the process.
Well, you know, then I guess it's due.
It's backhoe time.
I that's the question that I keep asking is, at what point do we no longer trust the process? You know, and I'll be honest, I'm there. I don't trust the process. I don't have an expectation of the rule of law. To me, our government has already far exceeded the bounds of its original intention and is tyrannical. And, you know, but maybe I'm just a militant, right-wing, wacko...
Racist.
Racist, bigoted nut job.
Redneck.
Because I look around, and for the majority, nobody else seems to have the same concept.
Ugly.
Now, my question is...
Oh, I'm sorry, I went a little too far.
Am I just a nut job, or am I just surrounded by a society?
You. If you want me to keep calling you names, I can.
Okay, go for
it. I mean, I can do this all day long.
It doesn't bother me.
It
doesn't offend me at all.
Hayseed.
I take that one as a compliment. Thank God. Thank God I was born a hick from the sticks. Thank you, Jesus. Because I look around at some of these other people, and I'm floored. And I am at the point where I don't trust the process. I'm to the point where my government can kiss the darkest part of my white butt.
Oh, God.
Okay, and...
Stop.
I am, and I look around, and I'm forced to ask myself on a daily...
Get that out of my head, nice. Do you see what you did?
But on a daily basis, I have to ask myself, am I just way out there, or am I surrounded by a bunch of lazy cowards?
Hmm. Well, this is all conspiracy theory.
No, it's not. No, it's not. It's out there plain as view for anybody to can see. And when are we... And the thing that I get out there, when you get out there and you talk to most people, they know it. They realize it. But they won't do anything about it.
I think that people are starting to do something about it. I think we're starting to win. I think that the mode is turning. I think that people are coming together. I think that this is going to be just fine, but it's going to be painful.
It could just be maybe I'm just impatient.
I think
our freedom and liberty is at stake here. Well, it's a very important thing, you know. It's not like we have a lot of time to, you know, if we lose anything, to give it back. We don't have time. Once you lose it, you can't just say, oh, I want that back.
Well, I also grew up in a culture, you know, I was raised by loggers and bikers, and if there was a problem, you went out back and you solved it. You didn't pitter-patter around it. You didn't pander to each other. You went out back, and somebody won the argument.
And yeah. Trial by combat's not always the best way to go.
but can we at least admit that sometimes it is the way to go?
Well, sometimes it's the only way to go.
I mean,
sometimes that's the only choice you have.
Yeah.
Is to defend yourself or to defend your liberty and your freedom and so forth. But you try to exhaust every means and use your head before
you
get there.
Of course, you do everything you can before that final step, but. I got into an argument with somebody that told me violence never solves anything. Well, number one, bullcrap. Yeah, it does.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, if violence doesn't solve anything, and I decide to commit violence against you, how are you going to stop me if you won't resort to violence?
And let's take war for an example. What if we're attacked by a bunch of radical Islamists that don't care about our rights, don't care about our freedoms, don't care about killing every person in the country, and they do this viciously, Well, I think the strategy is to try to reason with them.
Yeah, go tell the teacher and get him put on a timeout.
Yeah, that's going to work.
Get in the corner, Ahab.
Yeah. Let's go run to the United Nations and have them ground them to their room for a week. Yeah.
I think we should
rules of engagement.
I think we should send a very, strong letter of warning.
Yes. Yes, a strongly worded letter of condemnation. That'll solve it.
Yeah, that works really good.
You know, and you look at the acceleration of school shootings and things like this, and it's, why is this happening? Well, it's because of the radicalization of our children. It's very easy to blame culture. It's easy to blame video games and movies and all of these things. That's the cop-out way to do it. And the point is... You know, there used to be a responsibility. A father would pass on to a son the knowledge of violence, the appropriate application of it. You know, things like don't hit a woman, don't swing first, don't kick a guy in the mommy-daddy button. You know, there was rules that you were educated as a young man, too. You know,
right.
There's no shame in getting your butt whipped as long as you stood up for yourself. All of that has been pulled out, and we've turned into these little, you know, all these kids in these little pillow biters that are terrified of doing anything. And when they're actually faced with violence, they don't know what to do, and they escalate in the only manner that they understand because they've been left to popular culture to educate them of how you deal with an issue.
Well, I mean,
you go on social media, of course.
Yeah, absolutely. That's how you do it. And, now we've got the Girl Scouts joining the Boy Scouts, only, you know, I had a thought. What if you're a trans...
Well, no, it's not the Girl Scouts joining the Boy Scouts.
Yeah.
Girls can join the Boy Scouts.
Okay, well, same thing. They're girls. Girls are joined. Now they're allowed to join. But what if you're a transvestite joining the Boy Scouts? Are you a girl or a boy?
Well, it doesn't matter now. Or it didn't before.
Just what comes with those cookies, little girl.
That's right. And what if, you're from Transylvania?
The Weinstein Scouts.
Or Hollywood.
You only come out at dark.
Transylvania transvestite. Let's go to a break, Bob.
If you want to
everyone, gird your loins.
Gird your loins.
If you want to call in, number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Time has come for 51. Becoming the 51st state won't be easy, but it'll be worth it. Tired of California passing laws that make your life more difficult?
Find out what's happening and how you can help every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with Wynn Carpenter
and Terry Raposa
here on KCNR 1460 a.m.
Listen for Jefferson State of Mind now at its new time, Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock here on AM 1460 KCNR.
Attention Marines and other military veterans and civilians as well. Join us, the Shasta Marines, in celebrating the 242nd birthday of our United States Marine Corps. This year, the event takes place at Wind River Casino on Friday, November 10th. Our guest speaker will be a young Marine who served in Iraq and paid a high price for his service. For information, contact Mike at 524-7595. That number again, 524-7595. We hope to see you there, Marines. Semper Fi.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday morning, October 20th, from 8 to 9 on Free Fire Radio, here on AM 1460 KCNR.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Sovereign Mind Radio, we're here to fight.
Wow.
No. Get back with your bad self. We were just talking about what if Don Rickles was president?
I'd love it if he were the White House press secretary.
Jeff Sessions makes vanilla pudding look tough. Rocket Man Kim is going to wind up a Hot Pocket Man Kim. Yeah. Mitch McConnell couldn't pass a bill if it was on kidney stone. We're looking at some jokes on this. Jeez.
It's funny because it's true.
It's kind of true. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, and it's the left seems pretty quiet about Weinstein.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the war on
follow
women.
The money.
Yeah, follow the money. The war on women.
Well, that's an interesting thing that you bring up, Bob, is follow the war on money, because now Internet Sleuth, you know, the citizen media, who is getting exceedingly very good at their job, has discovered this kind of Ponzi scheme on how that money was being filtered into the Democratic National Party. And apparently there was these Wall Street moguls that would get together with Harvey Weinstein and the Clinton Foundation, and they would decide to fund a movie. And they would radically overpay for this movie, and they would take the cream off the top from this funding of the movie, and then they would funnel it to actors and producers who would then turn around and donate that money to the DNC. Hollywood has been laundering money for communists. Weird. Hmm. Didn't Joe McCarthy come up with that like back in the 50s?
Yeah. Well, you know, and that's, you know, going back to conspiracy stuff, you know, I think, and I think Ann Coulter wrote about this, that they promote conspiracy theories that are off the charts to discredit anything mm-hmm. that is actual fact. And that's what you have to watch out for, is the there is fake news on everything. And that's the problem. And they do it on purpose, I think. There's guys out there that just create fake news to make anybody who has a valid point look like an idiot.
That's exactly what they do, is it's a double blind, is actual facts start to come out, and then they flood it with a bunch of junk, and then the facts just get lumped in with the junk, and then it gets thrown out.
Hey, you're buzz-killing my Epiphany song.
Yeah, junk was an unfortunate choice of words.
Stay tuned for the second hour of Sovereign Minds. You've been listening to KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Here on KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says diplomatic efforts aimed at resolving the North Korean crisis are going to continue, and he says the U.S. has the backing of the rest of the international community.
We have a policy towards North Korea's nuclear program. It's the same as the Chinese, the same as the Russians, the same as the regional players. There will be a denuclearized Korean peninsula. And so any agreement with the North Koreans is going to be a very different agreement than the kind that we're dealing with Iran.
Tillerson spoke to CBS TV's Face the Nation program this morning. There he was referencing the Iran nuclear deal that President Trump has decertified. In California, a state fire spokesman says crews are beginning to make progress on the deadly wildfires in the north. Some are 50% contained. The death toll from those blazes stands at 40. Safety regulators investigating complaints of exhaust fumes and carbon monoxide inside some Ford Explorers. More from SRN's Bob Agnew.
Ford is offering to inspect and repair about 1.3 million of its Explorer SUVs at no cost to owners in response to complaints of exhaust fumes leaking into the passenger cabin. The company maintains vehicles are safe, but says it will do the work because some customers are concerned. Ford says it will send letters to owners of 2011 through 2017 Explorers starting the week of November 13th. Dealers will check for leaks in rear liftgate gaskets and seal them if necessary. They'll also reprogram the air conditioning to let in more fresh air. Bob Agnew reporting.
The most powerful bomb blast ever witnessed in Somalia's capital killed at least 231 people yesterday, more than 275 injured. That's according to the government. Islamic terrorism is feared. British police investigating three new allegations of sexual assault against film producer Harvey Weinstein, all made by the same woman. It apparently occurred in London in 2010, 11, and 15. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity if you have over $100,000 in available assets until you receive your customized income for life quote from NextGen Annuity Strategy Pioneer J.D. Milberg. These quotes use little-known strategies to show you how you may get up to 33% more income in retirement. Using J.D. Milberg Financial's exclusive NextGen strategies, John, 58, will get $36,000 of guaranteed income per year from his retirement savings, and Mary, 62, over $9,000 per year. They'll never run out of money, no matter how long they live. So grab a pen right now, because we're about to offer you your free income for life quote using little-known strategies we believe you should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-847-8844 now to receive your free income for life quote with our exclusive next-gen annuity strategies from a J.D. Milberg Insurance licensed agent. Call 800-847-8844. That's 800-847-8844. Increased income is possible following a specific strategy suited to your financial goals. Annuity guarantees rely on the financial strength of the insurance company. Hypothetical examples not available in all states. Results vary.
Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen is sketching a bright outlook for the U.S. economy and for inflation prospects in coming months. She says the impact of the recent devastating hurricanes will likely reduce economic growth slightly, but only temporarily, and should be followed by a rebound by year's end. Yellen has told an international banking seminar that the persistence of undesirably low inflation this year has been a surprise. She expects inflation to start picking up as the effects of temporary factors, such as falling prices for consumer cell phone service, begin to fade. The Fed chairman's comments suggest the central bank will soon resume raising interest rates. Authorities in Britain and Ireland say get ready for a hurricane. That's right, Hurricane Ophelia could be a disruptive and damaging problem as the work week gets underway. Category 2 hurricane today with maximum sustained winds of 105 miles per hour. A weaker storm, it is expected to hit land on Monday and cause some trouble. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. It was long ago and far away, but the Doughboys who fought in World War I are not forgotten.
This year's 100th anniversary of America's involvement in the Great War has drawn attention to the state of the monuments to its soldiers and has galvanized efforts to fix them. The U.S. World War I Centennial Commission and the Pritzker Military Museum and Library in Chicago are helping communities that are restoring and rescuing their memorials. 50 matching grants of up to $2,000 each have been awarded so far. Rich Thomason reporting.
A man in the northern German city of Salzgitter is in trouble because police say he left his bath and sink faucets running for about a year, causing massive damage to the apartment building. The 31-year-old also had his toilet running nonstop, 2 million of gallons of water wasted, and the building severely damaged. Police say the man has been taken to a psychiatric hospital for evaluation. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. It's time again for the Boondocker Ball. Join us Friday, October 20th at the VFW Hall on Center Street in Anderson. Boondocker Ball is a 1940s USO-style dinner and dance with live music from the Lou White Band, plus live auction and drawings from among many firearms, dinners, trips, and more. It's $35 per person, $50 per couple, and you can buy a table of eight for $500, which includes $400 worth of drawing tickets. Buy your tickets now. For more information, call 378-2280. That's 378-2280. And keep the date Friday, October 20th for the Boondocker Ball, a fundraiser for the Northern California Veterans Museum Building Project. Thank you for your support. That number again, 378-2280, the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center.
In Reading alone, a property crime is committed every 2.5 hours. That's 3,837 in 2016. That includes burglary, larceny, and vehicle theft. Installing motion sensor lights around high-risk areas at your home or business will help discourage lawbreakers. This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
There. Interesting. You know, the new allegations that we heard over the break, I guess it's Kate Beckinsale or something came out, but she went back 2 or 3 times. I guess to save your career, I was like, come on in, let's have, it's like, gee, another Harvey Wallbanger? Oh, no, not that, please, no. Even if it's for my career.
You need a new movie, do you?
Yeah, it's Underworld.
Yeah. Literally the name of the movie. oh, you want to do a third Underworld?
That's well, right. It's either Underworld 3.
You want to do Underworld 3? Get under the desk.
That's right. Here, have another drink on me.
Well, it just, and more and more is beginning to come out. You know, they're finding
Charlie
the money
Sheen,
laundering. Charlie Sheen. There's people that are tying a lot of this back to Charlie Sheen, going all the way back to the Heidi Fleiss days. You remember that big scandal, everybody, when, hey, guess what? Everybody in Hollywood's using a hooker ring. Weird.
Yeah, these guys are all stellar model citizens, though. They're
sure they are.
Paragons of virtue.
Yeah, these are
I don't
the
know
people
what you're talking
that
about.
Are telling you what your moral compass should be, how you should vote, how you should think, the direction of our country, and they're all a bunch of pedophilic, perverted scumbags.
Yeah, do you know what you put in a Harvey Wallbanger? I'm just curious. What is that?
Ashley Judd, one part Ashley Judd, two parts Kate Beckinsale, one part campaign donations.
I was thinking orange juice.
This was locker room
and
talk.
And top with a Clinton.
I thought it was like orange juice and vermouth or something.
That was the original definition, yes.
Yeah, now it has taken on new meaning.
I guess.
You know, and now there's this evidence coming out with Charlie Sheen, the court records from his divorce.
Oh, Denise Richards.
And the stuff that was going on. I mean, that's sick.
Yeah, he's like talking about his kids, and she's getting scared, and then he's threatening to kill her. And that's just normal everyday.
So run out to your local theater and support all these guys, okay?
His addiction to underage homosexual pornography. There's a lot of this stuff coming out, and now, you know, there's people that are speaking out talking about how he was a stringer for kids like Corey Haim and Corey Feldman to feed them to guys like Harvey Weinstein and stuff like that. It's sick, and nobody's talking about it. Nobody's looking at it. There are busts going on all over the world, and
I don't know. I've seen a fact check that says it's all fake.
I've looked into the evidence and some of that, and there are arrests going on in the thousands. There was one up in Canada. You can look into it. They arrested almost 1,000 adults and released 800 kids that were being used for sex slavery and child porn. And it
kind of takes the shine off of Sheen, doesn't it?
It's the drop in the bucket, you know. And now there's evidence mounting that the former wife of one of the Barclays Bank executives was basically the liaison between a lot of these big Arab moguls and Hollywood and stuff.
So what is it? You get up there, you make a bunch of money, and then all of a sudden you lose sense of all decency? I mean, is that how it is?
Yes.
And then you can say
that's
stuff.
That's why they're up at the top there. Yeah, yeah. To get there.
You get to say stuff like, winning!
Yeah.
Let's talk about the rummage sale
a
little bit.
You get to be the rock star from Mars.
Yeah, we have a fundraiser.
It's a rummage sale on October 20th and 21st. This is going to help support Jefferson State of Mind and Solver Mind radio programs. It's going to be held at the Faith Community Church, 2570 South Bonnie View Road. That's where we used to meet. If you have some donations, you can bring them on Thursday, October 19th, between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. Otherwise, the sale will be Friday and Saturday. If anything, you can call Rally Sally at 246-9706. Again, that is all proceeds will go to support the radio shows.
Yeah, keep us on the air if you like what we do and you like what we expose. We'd like to have a little more positive radio show, but at the same time, nobody else talks about the real news because it's all conspiracy
And just
theory.
So you know, we don't get paid to do this. We have to pay the radio station to be on the air.
Oh, we're not getting paid for this? Damn it, I'm out of here.
It's just the way it is. So there you go.
That's
so,
October 20th and October 21st.
Yep.
And if you want to get a hold of Rally Sally, 246-9706. And that's Thursday, October 19th is the 10th.
That's for the donation.
That's
for the donation. So if you have something you want to donate, bring it down between those hours. And then the actual sale will be Friday and Saturday.
Okay, so let's clarify that. So the donations are going to be accepted on the 19th between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. And you can get a hold of Rally Sally at 246-9706.
And if you want to come down and help out with the donations or during the sale, we'll always take more people, to help out. Because, setting up, tearing down, cleaning up always is a lot of work out for some of us. So there you go.
Yeah. Now,
here's another good one. Hepatitis outbreak forces California to declare state of emergency.
Jerry Brown again.
Now, where would this flood of hepatitis be coming from? It couldn't be from the flood of illegals that are pouring into this country, unvetted, unquarantined,
Well, is there really an outbreak? That's my question.
I'm really getting tired of these racist outbursts.
You know?
What's racist about that statement? Tell me what's racist about that statement.
Okay, give me a second here, okay? I'm thinking.
You know,
they're brown.
I didn't say that. You did.
Well, you said brown.
I said illegal.
Illegal browns.
But isn't it
brown? And
oh, that was brown.
Well, wait a minute.
That was
but
Jerry.
Isn't it hepatitis A that he's saying?
Yeah.
And that's because usually you get it through food and water and things like that. You know.
I didn't know there was a difference.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of difference. But again, just because Governor Brown says there's an outbreak of it, we're supposed to believe him because.
Well, actually, it has been in the news that this, or a large portion of this, originated on the streets of downtown San Diego because of all of the homeless people who chose to relieve themselves on the street.
They're having to scrub the streets because it's
kind of having to bleach the streets of San Diego.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
And they've had like 17 deaths from hepatitis A down there.
Yeah. So awesome. If you're in San Diego, don't lick the sidewalk.
Well, then what about in your own hometown?
I'm not licking the sidewalk here either.
I'm saying don't lick the sidewalk, but I mean, if that's the case, it doesn't matter. You know, the homeless and the dirt filth everywhere.
So all you guys that are picking up that gum and chewing it out there.
And you would know this because?
I saw it.
That's just gross.
Well,
I posted, on
a serious note, I posted online, guys were shooting up. We got video of these guys.
Yeah, I saw that.
They're down there by, I think it was Costco or someplace. They're shooting up. They're sitting out there in broad daylight, putting needles in their freaking necks and shooting up. And it's like, it's all on video. I posted it. You can't.
Yeah,
I mean, that's normal, isn't it?
Yeah,
we
don't have a problem
that's what
here.
I want my kids to see.
No moral decay here. Let's let some more in.
New world order.
It's the new world order.
Perfect example. So I'm on my way to the radio show this morning, and I come down the hill and around the corner, and there's sitting one of my neighbor's cars with his gas tank wide open and a hose sticking in it.
Oh,
they didn't even bother to pull the hose out.
Cool.
They just out there siphoning the gas and left it.
Wow.
Welcome to Reading.
Welcome to Reading. Bring your own can. Speaking of which, I want to cue this next video up, and this kind of is a good spot to go segue into this, because this is Mike Maloney, and he's talking to a guy who was in the hurricane down there in Puerto Rico, and his name is Ed Santoni. And Mike Maloney's doing this interview, and he's talking about what happened after the hurricane came through and what was important. And I thought this was a good video to let everybody hear, because it's about a disaster scenario, what happens, what was the big items for barter, and so forth. So I think it's very enlightening, and it might, you know, give some information that you could possibly use in the future if anything does go wrong. I mean, if you're not a prepper, you're an idiot, in my opinion. You know, I'm not saying you have to be a hardcore prepper and, you know, waiting for, you know, World War II and maybe a nuclear bomb or an EMP, even though they just had a session last week in Congress that said that, wow, if North Korea shoots an EMP over America, 90% of America will be dead within a year. And they just did that last week. And I'm, you know, so let's not do it.
Yeah, but just stop and think. Look at the fires down in Santa Rosa. How many people of those, you know, unfortunately were not prepared even with a little bit of water or anything?
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying if you are not prepared for some kind of disaster, whether it be flood, fire, hurricane, economics, I don't care. I think you're an idiot. Okay? Because it has happened too many times in too many places, and there's so many people that suffer just because they didn't take the time to even go get flashlight batteries. So let's go ahead, cue it up, start it, Bob, and listen to this. I think it's very enlightening.
We're going to find out what it's like from somebody that was there and went through the hurricane in a section of the island. Now, the hurricane came shore on the southeast end of the island and ripped across it diagonally and left on the northwest of the island, right where Eddie lives. So here's Eddie.
when there's no money and there's nothing, the hot ticket items were gas containers, generators, machetes, chainsaws, candles, and battery banks. But also analog phones were one of the hottest ticket items. Because you don't, yes, you can just plug it in. The old school grandma phones, that those were really sought after.
Except the banks weren't open. And because they have to have internet to, for even the ATMs to work, you have to have the internet working. And you can't use credit cards when the internet doesn't work. So it's really just cash, right?
Yeah, and only $50 per person in Rincon and maybe $100 per person in bigger cities.
How long did it take for the ATMs to start working and giving you $50 per person per day?
They did that on the third or fourth day, and then the bank shut down for like 3 days straight, and it hasn't opened. It opened half a day, and then it hasn't opened since.
Wow.
It's still closed. It's still closed in Rincon.
Okay. You were talking about gas and water, you know, becoming... what happened after the cash ran out is all of the commodities became the medium of exchange. The way that you survived was to trade things, right?
Yes, I was always a doomsday prepper, and I knew the neighbors that had the wells, the springs, and I knew who made good beer and good moonshine, so I knew who had the purest waters.
So water actually became like cash, right?
Yes, I was telling you, you could get 30 avocados for 1 gallon of water.
Wow. And so you'd go to a spring and fill up gallon bottles and then haul them somewhere to trade?
Or some people have a pump. So if you turn on the generator, the electric pump would pull it out of the ground like 800 feet from an underground river.
Wow.
I don't think these were legal. I think these people had illegal wells, but it's the way it goes. The FEMA, when they showed up, the first thing they did was find out who these people were and start finding out who the naughty ones were. Instead of really helping, they were finding out who had access to clean water and why.
And then shut them down, right?
Yeah, or in the future, they're definitely going to get some sort of a ticket. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. You also mentioned cigarettes were like gold.
Yeah, 2 packets of cigarette would get a man to do almost anything for you. Yeah.
Wow.
They would. I paid somebody 2 packets of cigarettes to take me halfway through San Juan because I went hitchhiking. So if people say no, you would just say, well, look, I have a backup Jenny. I can give you the small generator. I can give you some candles, some canned food. But really, to sweeten the deal, you throw some cigarettes on there, and then it was kind of better to grease up hands.
Wow. You mentioned something about the places that buy and sell gold were one of the first places to open, along with the gas stations.
Yes, and they were open on the second day.
So if you had gold and silver, you could get cash.
Yes, but they were buying it for not the right trade.
Right.
They were taking advantage of the people.
Yeah. So that everything really broke down to cash and then trade of, barter, basically. Trade of merchandise.
It was really, really difficult because some people are so desperate, they will sell their wedding rings. I gave away my surfboards almost for free, and I had a $1,000 surfboard. So.
Yeah. And you said you sold everything to get off of the island, right?
Everything except what I wore and a few items like my laptop and some clothing and a jacket. Yeah, I sold everything.
Wow. Okay. Is there anything else you want to add to the story here?
I want to say that that there's more people dying after the hurricane in the hospitals, and there's no liquid oxygen, there's no cold insulin, there's people that have dialysis, and people that are getting injured, they're really in danger because not just malpractice and malcare, it's just there's no facilities. So you got to be really careful not to get injured while you're using chainsaws and machetes to free other people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, when you were buying gasoline, you were buying gasoline from a private party instead of at the gas station. The gas station had really long lines and violence happening, right?
And I found out somebody in the deep woods, they had somehow bought a whole lot of gasoline before this, and gasoline was 72 cents a liter, and he was selling it at $1.12 a liter, and he was selling it no problem.
And when you showed up to buy it, they were protecting it with guns?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They had a little army there.
Wow. Okay.
Everybody has to chain the generators, and child care centers and old people were the first targets of the looting.
Yeah, I heard that generator theft was one of the, that was some of the biggest theft, was people stealing mm-hmm. other people's generators.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm supposed to go back there sometime or another, but I keep on postponing my return flight.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, yeah. I want to wait until it's a little less dicey as far as safety goes. So, okay, thanks very much, and I'll talk with you next time.
No worries, Mike. Okay. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, okay. So, you know, I think that is a very enlightening little bit of video. Because it kind of gives you the insight of reality of what is going to happen if there is a disaster of that magnitude. And, you know, like I was surprised gas cans were like huge. If you didn't have a gas can, you know, and it's like, you know, that's something that's easy and is very simple, but you wouldn't think of it until you didn't have one.
Yeah.
You know, batteries, you know, cigarettes to trade. I mean, those kind of things. So I just thought it was a very enlightening look into an insight of an actual disaster and somebody who's on the ground there.
Well, not only that, he was very clear about not only did, you know, the people that had a means of trade prosper, but they also had a way of protecting it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know, that's the thing, is that, you know, things change in a disaster deal there, you know. I mean, it's not like, oh, you invite the neighbors over for hamburgers and
and
gas. You better know your neighbors, and you better know who you can trust and who you can actually depend upon. You know, your family, your friends, your fellow patriots, all of the above. I mean,
when you're sitting there watching your kids starve, the rules kind of go out the window.
Yeah, and you notice what he said about the elderly and the children.
Yep.
Yeah. They were the targets first.
Yeah.
And imagine that.
If we have a disaster in Reading of anything like that, I mean, whether it's whatever it happens to be, do you think that these guys that are wandering around stealing from everybody will not go off the deep end? I mean, when we talk about a zombie apocalypse, I don't think we're that all, you know.
Yeah, well, look what they're stealing now. They're constantly stealing cars, and I mean, you know, they're already stealing and taking from people.
That's what I'm saying.
Constantly.
If it gets really desperate,
exactly.
It could get ugly fast. So I think
into cars and sleeping in them and doing other things.
So tighten up your security. Tighten up if you got any holes in your preparation plans. I would highly suggest that maybe I posted this link on Sovereign Minds, and I would highly suggest that you take a look at it and maybe revise your plan or go over it again and make sure that you're in line with being prepared in a way that makes you comfortable.
And there's some mental preparation for that too. You know, you need to really think and contemplate about what you may be called upon to do to survive or keep your family alive, and mentally prepare yourself for that. Because in a disaster situation, you may not have the time to make that mental adjustment.
Yeah.
Your
priorities will change quickly, usually.
Yeah, I agree.
For most people. And with that, we do have Mort in Reading on the line. Good morning, Mort.
Good morning. Great program. I wish we had more recordings like that to warn the public. Anyway, I remember, I'm an old fogey, I remember back when Red Skelton was on the radio, and he had a character that he, on his radio, called Junior, and Junior had a quip. He says, I calls them the ways I sees them. And so let's start calling Jerry Brown a pirate, because he's not government, he's a pirate. And I wish you fellas would quit calling him government, because that means they own us. They're pirates. They're taking over the ship of state. That's all I have to say. Call him pirates.
I like to call him Jerry Brown shirts, because it really indicates who he really is, and that's a Nazi socialist, communist, illegal,
they're all pirates.
Liar. Yeah.
Jerry and the Pirates. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Like Terry and the Pirates, the comic strip.
Oh, yeah, right.
Pirates. They're all pirates.
Yeah, no, that's good. I think pirates actually connotates, that's almost too good for him, I think.
Yeah, I think that's good.
Well, we all know what to do with a pirate.
Yeah.
Make them walk the plank.
What did the British do with pirates when they caught them?
Hung them.
There you go. Thanks for the good program, guys.
All right. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Let's go to another break, Bob, and then come back. And we got about a half an hour left.
If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
To pet your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Time has come for 51. Becoming the 51st state won't be easy, but it'll be worth it. Tired of California passing laws that make your life more difficult?
Find out what's happening and how you can help every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with Wynn Carpenter
and Terry Raposa
here on KCNR 1460 a.m.
Listen for Jefferson State of Mind now at its new time, Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock here on AM 1460 KCNR.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. A racist is not someone who wants immigrants to obey the law. A homophobe is not someone who rejects a specific lifestyle. An Islamophobe is not someone who wants terrorists to be excluded from entry to this country. A fascist is not someone who believes in their country and wants freedom from government tyranny. This is name-calling, used in an attempt to intimidate you and quiet your opinion. Remember, God's moral values never changed. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just gray houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
You got to change your evil ways, baby. Before
I come.
Don't give up your day job. I'm just saying. Don't give up the day job.
Oh, no, you got to change. Or you'll come over. The license.
Carlos, you're not.
The license is in the back, man. You know. So.
It just encompassed 30 years worth of Santana around that break. Book ended it with his 2000 hit, Smooth, and this one was 1970, I believe.
Yeah.
Wow. Can't be that long ago, was it? Really? Dang it.
Here we go. Hour ago, Hollyoaks actress Lisette Anthony now alleges Harvey Weinstein raped her in her London home. And the hits just keep a rolling for
Harvey.
Yay, Harvey!
What a wall banger.
Jeez.
Unbelievable. But that's just conspiracy theory.
You can call it whatever you like for the archives, and I'll bleep it over the air if you...
Oh, okay, cool. You know.
But, you know, nobody was worried when this was the guy that was trying to get Roman Polanski out of jail for raping the little girl.
Yeah. Now the
imagine
new
that.
Well, instead of a Harvey Wallbanger, maybe it's Sex on the Couch is the new drink.
That's
or,
disgusting.
You know, the casting call.
Yeah, the casting couch.
The casting couch. Yeah.
The casting couch.
Yeah.
I get a double.
Ugh.
Yeah, you know, here's another one. There's no conspiracies going on out there. New York Times audience strategic editor caught on tape boasting of trying to ruin Trump's business. Reporter James O'Keefe covertly recorded the New York Times audience strategy editor, Nicholas Dudich. I guess is how you say it. Dudich. That's kind of a strange name. Boasting of targeting Donald Trump's name and business for ruination to force him to resign as president. Is that a conspiracy? Well, let's see. Maybe he's just all by himself. He wouldn't, you know, just one guy. Is one guy a conspiracy? That
no, you have to have more than one.
You have to
one.
More than one. So yeah.
More than one, at
well,
least
one guy
two.
Is a lone wolf.
He's a lone wolf.
Yes.
Or he's a lone piece of journalism.
Yeah.
This was locker room talk.
So there's no bias going on over here at the New York Times.
Oh, no. The old gray lady, she ain't what she used to be. She ain't what she used to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was she ever what she thought she was? I don't know. But the New York Times has just responded to the latest Project Veritas bombshell by dismissing the target of the undercover video, Nick Dudich, as a recent hire in a junior position who misrepresented his role. And it sounds like they're throwing him under the bus. And the New York Times confirmed that it looked as though he had violated our ethical standards. And they were reviewing the situation. I'm sure they're going to do something about it.
That is a real bombshell that the New York Times has ethical standards.
They do?
It is. That's
yeah,
the true story. At least they think they do.
Yeah, key up the organ
scary.
Music, Bob. I mean, key up the organ music because, you know, I mean, this is journalism by Dr. Fives. Could you come into the casting room so I can do an interview? Don't be afraid.
Well, that's the whole thing. All of it's tied together. It's all one big interwoven ball of just filth.
They're one big happy dysfunctional piece of crap.
Yeah.
I think that's the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
AKA the New Communist, also known as the Socialist. Remember? Oh, that Obama's a socialist.
No, he's not. He's not a socialist. That you're just throwing stones.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then, hey, he's a communist.
No, he's a socialist, idiot.
Mm-hmm. And there's a difference. Like, there's a difference between Budweiser and Bud Light.
And, you know, he has communist policies.
Racist.
Yeah.
Hold on, I'm putting on my hat. I like this hat. It makes me feel so comfy.
If you want to crown him, then crown their ass.
And fuzzy. And moist.
Ugh. That's almost as bad as the Harvey Wallbanger joke.
Yeah. Well, you know, every once in a while, something happens. Wow, we have a caller. Thank God. Thank God. Oh, thank you, caller.
Right, behave yourself while I answer the phone.
We'll attempt.
Why would we want to do that?
Hey, well, maybe now we have a caller. It's
well, I think we got a few lines going here, so be patient. Bob's working at it.
What do we say now?
I guess the hat thing worked.
Yeah, the hat. This is my vagina hat.
Well, I'll take two of those, please.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. I wonder if there's a trademark on those.
Okay, so people are making themselves a statement by literally turning themselves into a representation.
Into a genital.
Yeah. Have you really thought about what you're saying here?
Hi, nice to meet you. I'm a genital.
Yeah.
My name's Claudidia.
Wait, would that literally not be saying, like, I take a dick to the face? I mean, come on.
Oh, we got...
I can't say that?
No, I'm pretty sure.
Oh. It is...
Yeah, I mean...
This was locker room talk.
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
It's you can say a rooster.
I can't leave you guys alone for 30 seconds while I'm answering the phone.
I did not know that word was unacceptable.
Oh, hold on.
In that context.
Hold on, I gotta shut this guy off.
So... I guess I will find a different way to say it. I mean, literally, is that not advertising that you can take a Richard to the face?
Hmm.
Running around in a giant vagina hat. What is that saying goes in your mouth hole? Think about it.
Wow, we're getting
I don't want to think about it.
We're getting dangerously close here.
Okay. I'll drop it then, but I mean, really, think about the representation that you're making.
Are you saying...
We do have callers on the phone, thank God.
Are you saying that when you have chickens in the morning, the cock crows?
I am saying exactly that.
Billy Bob has a comment.
Okay.
All right. Good morning, Billy Bob.
Hey, you guys. You're absolutely fantastic as usual. This is a show that needs to be nationally syndicated. I absolutely confirm that because I listen to a lot of talk radio, and you guys, the most incredibly humorous and funny people, and so serious in what you talk about. And Red, you have so much fact and intellectual ability that, I mean, you guys go national, and again, I appreciate your show. I listen to you every week. And I just wanted to say that and let you guys go.
Thanks. All right, thanks Billy Bob. We appreciate
it. I think we're going to have to widen the door jam now, though, because Red's going to have a hard time getting out of the studio.
I was just wondering if we're going to be able to get Billy Bob down here with the sign in front of the radio station going, keep Sovereign Minds on the air.
Either that or they're going to be out there with signs, they're witches.
He's a witch.
Do we have another caller, Bob? Yeah,
yes, Lori is standing by.
All right. Good morning, Lori.
Hey, good morning, everybody. I don't even know how to bring order into chaos, although that's the goal. This is just, the insanity is just being dialed up. I was going to chime in a little bit on the Hollywood sex abuse and all that kind of stuff. I haven't done a lot of research, but there is a conjecture that Hugh Hefner was kind of taken out, even though he was an elderly person in his, 91, that he was due to testify or, engaged in some legal court stuff due to, a rape of a five-year-old and foul play might be a part of it. And, of course, running the Playboy Mansion, since the 50s? I'm sure there's been plenty of disasters and cover-ups. You've got his buddy Bill Cosby, and there's just way too much going on, and they felt that he was going to maybe start truthing and telling and squealing. Even though he had a stroke back in the 80s. So I'm just kind of putting that out there that there's an implosion finally, I think, happening in Hollywood.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, I'm not too sure about the Hugh Hefner. I hadn't seen anything about it, and I hate to spread rumors that I have no basis in fact to look at. But we appreciate the call, though, because...
And then the last thing I was going to share is the fires that are happening. They're looking at... The glass, the aluminum, the temps are high, just like 9/11. So they're wondering if there's been another replication of technology being done with the seismic. Quakes aren't being reported. Glass is supposed to exist in a fire. Jewelry, cabinets, barbecue grills, all kinds of stuff still is burned, it's singed, but this stuff is smoked, pulverized, and gone. So there's a lot of videos I'm still check on that. So just FYI, if you got friends and family, I don't know about the air quality and breathing in this stuff, but first responders are the first ones to succumb to things. So just kind of a warning.
Oh, cool. Thanks for that. Thanks for the call, Lori.
Yeah, the people I know down there have all left the area. Most of them are down in Arizona.
I talked to a guy that's down there with his house, and they were wetting it down, and him and his son, and his house was intact still. But I seen some videos, and I seen, and I know some people that actually got burnt out. So it's a bad, bad situation.
Lori raises a good point, and there are any number of possible explanations why, but this fire is not behaving normally. The firefighters have said that themselves.
The firefighters have been saying that for 5-6 years now.
I don't know.
It's
something to maybe look into on a different
start
day.
With our idiotic environmental policies that encourage us to keep the forests as fire traps in their natural state.
Well, like I say, I don't know. But I wouldn't be surprised at anything anymore. I mean, you know, and, you know, the reference to 9/11, that wasn't a conspiracy either, because Building 7 just fell down on its own without any plane hitting it. And that was not...
AIG and high-speed data algorithm trading. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. Well, you know, Trump said something the other day that is very interesting. He's talking about the calm before the storm. I don't know if mainstream media played that, because I shut off the TV. I had enough of them. And I don't even want to listen to him anymore. If I want to get lied to, you know, I'll talk to a little kid. But the calm before the storm, it's on video. You could Google it, and Trump, the calm before the storm. And he was in a meeting the other day, and there was a bunch of people surrounding him, and he said, "This is the calm before the storm," very cryptically. And the media pressed him on it, "What storm?" And he says, "Oh, you'll see." And I just happen to be surrounded by some of the finest military minds in the world right now. So I don't know, man. I'm telling you, this North Korea, you know, I hope it's just a schoolyard saber-rattling contest of verbal
Well, Trump loves to screw with the media, if you will.
Absolutely. That's what I'm saying. But it is kind of scary, you know, with all the crap going on in North Korea. So I don't know. I thought I'd bring that up.
Well, there's so much going on all over that it could be anywhere, too, at the same token, you know.
Perhaps this country is so infiltrated, so inundated, that the problem is so massive and contains so many people and so many creatures in the swamp that it's going to take an unprecedented action to take care of it, because you can't take it on piece by piece. You got to kill it all at once.
Well, that's true. There's a lot of different areas.
Or maybe I'm just really hopeful.
I think I'm just going to
I mean, there's just so much going on.
I think I'm just going to buy a bunch of cigarettes anyway. do we have a caller?
We do. We have Andrew and Bernie back.
Ah. Amazingly, he's back for more.
Yeah. Oh, hey, Andrew.
He's a glutton for pain.
I just want Bob to be away from the button, because it's just pure gold. You guys have ruined Dr. Seuss for me with your Cat the Hat reference. Thanks.
There's another pervert. Dr. Seuss.
He can't, nothing's sacred with you.
Have you ever been up to his museum in Ashland?
Well, Bob administration adored Dr. Seuss when he was in office. Now it's awful. Did you guys see the story on that?
No, I haven't seen that one.
Oh, yeah. It's misogyny and everything else.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good. Nothing is sacred anymore.
Dr. Seuss has a museum up in Ashland, Oregon, that you can go see his other works of art. That dude's perv.
Wow.
Is it?
So when he's I read the book "Where's My Mother," but
I mean that dude's twisted.
Really?
Yeah.
It's in Ashland. I'll have to check that out. I've never heard of it.
Check it out.
Is it right next to John Podesta's art gallery?
No, it's down the hill from his summer cabin.
Oh. Wow.
Well, speaking of John Podesta, tie that in with the pedophilia in Hollywood and the Democratic Socialist Party. These things are coming out, and they're eating their own now, and it's just amazing.
I love it.
I've got enjoyed watching it. Big old bowl of red, white, and blue popcorn.
Amen. And it's just, you know, God's hand is on this. He's on Trump. Quit tweeting, dude. But still, he's winning the day. It's just amazing.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it's all starting to go back the other way, and it's blowing everybody's mind. These slime balls of pieces of
human garbage have been entrenched for so long, it's they can't even figure out what's happening.
No. Dr. Savage has defined a way to say you can say human offal, and it is quite appropriate, and it's what they are.
But then Bob won't beep us.
Anyway, right. Well, yeah. Anyway, all right, guys, I'm out. Thank
all right, thanks Andrew.
Yeah, so we got about 10 minutes left. What else?
You know, and maybe that's what's going on is the decision has been come to that you can't cure the beast, so kill the beast.
Maybe. I mean, the beast is the beast. You know, I mean, and it's definitely got the mark all over it. So
kill it.
Yeah, maybe kill, you know, stab it with our steely knives and.
Yeah.
Wow.
We need to take one more break.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll go to a break.
Who's violent and militant?
Yeah. You want to call in, number here is 530.
We need a rooster.
I'm standing up for capitalism.
We need a rooster crowing, Bob.
Yeah.
4567. This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Hey.
Yes. This video will begin in a moment.
Okay, there we go. Yeah, this is good. This is perfect.
Love is a burning thing. And it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Simpson University will prepare you to be a teacher in just 12 months. Start summer, fall, or spring and fill the need for the next generation of educators. Many Simpson students have landed teaching jobs before completing their credential program. We'll show you how you can accomplish this and receive an instructional iPad too. Simpson University offers scholarships, grants, and financial aid to help you achieve your educational goals. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON or go online to simpsonu.edu/credential for more details.
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
Cold weather is quickly approaching Northern California. Give SST Oil a call today to hear their competitive prices for home heating fuel. Veterans are offered a 5% discount on heater sales and services and a 5% discount on home heating fuels. That's SST Oil. Give them a call at 241-1167. That's 241-1167. SST Oil. SST Oil supports our veteran community.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State. That little blackberry smoke there, the arrow. Pretty good stuff.
Yeah. Guys.
So I want to key up this video we got here. It's just a little short blip on gold. I thought it was pretty interesting. It comes from CNN, so it's got to be true. Uh-huh. And so go
okay,
ahead.
Yeah, sure.
Just kind of an interesting little ditty on gold. Go ahead, Bob.
Okay,
maybe.
Here it is.
Yeah, got it?
I think we're good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah,
maybe.
Well, it's CNN. It's got to be. It's working. Maybe,
apparently.
Everyone knows BMWs.
Okay,
we've
got
to watch the advertising.
Obligatory 15-second ad here.
Okay, we could start doing the soft shoe. And
you're listening to Sovereign Minds Radio. Don't forget the rummage sale this Friday and Saturday.
Is it coming up? I have announcements at some point. If it's not.
Feed me, Seymour.
And that's why he's Ninja Producer Bob.
That's right.
Is exceptionally rare. It makes up just 0.0000002% of the Earth's crust. It's estimated that all the gold ever mined in history could fit comfortably into a box 21 meters cubed, about the size of a small house. Gold is so dense that a small bar weighs 12.5 kilograms. And is too heavy to take as hand luggage on many flights. But that bar could gild an entire football pitch, or could be drawn into a wire almost 29,000 miles long. Gold doesn't corrode, rust, or tarnish, and can be endlessly recycled. So the metal in your jewelry might once have belonged to Moctezuma or Cleopatra. Humans have long worshipped gold. The Egyptians called it the flesh of the gods. The Aztecs thought it was the excrement of the gods. And the Bible refers to it over 400 times. That's more than Mary, Joseph, and John the Baptist combined. But we evidently haven't lost our love for gold. It currently sells at roughly $1,200 an ounce.
But wait, there's more.
That's a very interesting little thing, because I'm going to go out and look for gold, for god poo.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's $1,200 an ounce for god poo now.
Alrighty.
Yeah, but it's just a worthless piece of archaic metal, barbaric relic that's worth nothing since the beginning of time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you thought that was funny to make that picture of Anderson Cooper pop up.
Yeah, Anderson Cooper. Every time I say Anderson Cooper, it reminds me of Seinfeld.
There's so many ways I could go with that, and I'm not, because...
Who's the guy on Seinfeld? Newman.
It's you.
Yeah, I haven't watched it for a long time, but that's who Anderson... Every time I say Cooper... Anyway, we're about at the end of the show. You guys got anything to add before we...
Sure. Don't forget, we got a lot of veterans events coming up. We got the stand down at the end of the month at the Anderson Fairgrounds, and then the parade on the 4th out at Shasta Lake City.
And if you have never been to the parade out there, you're missing out.
Yeah, you should take the kids and grandma and everything and come out. It is the 4th of November at 10 a.m. out there. So, and don't forget, we got Veterans Day, another good time to take the family out to the cemetery and show your honor and respect for the people that have served and gave it all for this country.
Yeah, and there's an opportunity to actually set eyes on your elected officials for about 30 to 40 seconds.
Sometimes.
By waving at you.
Sometimes they'll show up. Not always, but yeah. So we have those events coming up, which is always good to recognize that.
Do you remember when we all got health insurance cheaper and we were given free unicorns?
Yeah, sure.
I don't know about the free unicorns, but I think cheaper health insurance may be on its way with what's going on.
Maybe.
I don't have any. It's pretty cheap.
One of my clients just said that her health insurance doubled to $900 a month this last week.
Well,
You were born
great stuff.
You were born an original. Don't die a copy. Remember, amateurs built the Ark. Professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. You've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio, where we put principles above parties, liberty over security, and truth over lies.
And you've been listening to KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
And you put Bob's hand over the button. This is KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Entrances. The office said evacuation orders are being lifted, but residents should be prepared to leave if conditions change. U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley says President Trump's decertification of the Iran nuclear agreement sends a message to Iran, European allies, and North Korea.
We have to hold them accountable.